a bright, clear afternoon over Mount Rainier, Washington. Kenneth Arnold, an experienced private pilot, is cruising at 9,200 feet when he spots something strange. Really strange. Nine objects, moving in a perfect formation, traveling at speeds that should be impossible. At first, he thinks they're military test planes, until they start darting and weaving like nothing he's ever seen before. Then comes the kicker. When asked to describe their motion, Arnold says they moved like saucers skipping on water. And just like that, boom, flying saucers were born. The modern UFO era wasn't started by Roswell. It was this moment. Arnold was a businessman, a pilot, and former military trained observer, not the type to jump at wild conspiracy theories. So when he radioed in his sighting, people listened. Nine crescent-shaped objects, metallic and reflective, flying at an estimated speed of 1,200 miles per hour, twice as fast as any known aircraft in 1947. Zipping through the sky with erratic movements, like they were skipping through the air. Let's put this into perspective. The fastest jet at the time, the P-80 Shooting Star, maxed out at 600 miles per hour. And yet, these things were doubling that speed with zero visible propulsion.
Oh yeah, that totally checks out. In 1947, we had planes that topped out at 600 miles per hour. But some guys in a mystery fleet were casually doing double that while looking shiny and futuristic. Sure. What's next? They had Wi-Fi too.
Word spread fast. The press latched onto Arnold's description, and within days, newspapers all over the country were running headlines about flying saucers. But what were they? Before this, UFO sightings were dismissed as rare, fringe occurrences. After this, the floodgates opened. Suddenly, hundreds of people across the country started reporting similar objects in the sky. Pilots, police officers, and civilians all claimed to see flying saucers. Some described formations just like Arnold's. Others reported objects moving in ways that defied physics. And here's where things get weird. The U.S. military went into damage control. The Air Force quietly started documenting reports. The government suddenly cared a lot about what people were seeing. Because if these craft weren't American and they weren't Russian, then what the hell were they? The official explanations for Arnold's sighting ranged from reasonable to outright ridiculous. Misidentified military jets. Except, no known aircraft moved like that. Optical illusions. Because yeah, illusions totally show up on radar and get reported by multiple people. Flocks of birds. Birds that fly at 1,200 miles per hour? NASA, please confirm. The U.S. military launched Project Sign in 1948, the first real government UFO study. But publicly, they played it cool. And yet, behind closed doors, they were scrambling. Was this an advanced Soviet craft? Was it a U.S. test project gone rogue? Or was something completely unknown entering our airspace?
Classic move. Deny, dismiss, and then quietly panic in the background. Flying saucers? Never heard of them. Meanwhile, in some Pentagon basement, all right, boys, how do we stop these things?
Before Arnold, UFOs were fringe mysteries. After Arnold, they were a global phenomenon. His sighting gave birth to the term flying saucer. It triggered a wave of mass sightings in the late 1940s. It set the stage for the U.S. government's growing interest in UFOs. And here's the weirdest part. To this day, no one has debunked his sighting. Arnold never claimed to see aliens. He just described what he saw. And that description changed everything. So here's the real question. Did Arnold witness the beginning of something? Or did he accidentally stumble into a mystery that's been around far longer than we realize? Thanks for watching. That's it for this episode of Divergent Files, the UFO Encounters miniseries. If you're hooked, make sure to subscribe, like, and drop your theories in the comments, because trust me, we're just getting started. And if you want early access, behind-the-scenes chaos, and extended content too wild for YouTube, head over to patreon.com/divergentfiles and join the crew. I'm Ralph, that's Wendell, who's still convinced humanity is on some alien watch list, and we'll see you in the next one. You are truly appreciated.